Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here, 8:06 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, along with Dell, here with you for a couple more hours before we hit the weekend and the big game between the Cougs and the Jayhawks tomorrow.
Biggest
Cougs
action of the weekend.
It is the biggest. It's the biggest game in the city. The Rockets play Portland tonight. Is it tonight?
It's the biggest game, biggest Cougar game in the city since last year's Alabama game, right?
Yeah, tonight is at Portland. It's the biggest Cougars home game since Alabama last year.
I mean, relative to the excitement level of seeing Kansas here, relative to the excitement level of the Cougs being the number one team in the nation, relative to the Cougs having, wanting to get revenge for the first game, there's a lot. There's
it's
a lot
also,
of excitement.
It's also
big time. Look, when you have big time college basketball,
it's also trophy day. Now they can win the title outright, but either way, there's going to be a Big 12 trophy, regular season trophy presented on Saturday today for them because they already have a share. But they can also.
We don't want to share.
I understand. I can't.
Everybody gets a trophy then, huh, Dell? Everybody's trophy.
Well, actually, that's what they do if you share. That's kind of how it works. They have a chance for an outright title in the Big 12 in their first year, which is a big deal, too.
I think that's kind of like I played at Lamar Little League. And this is the.
Oh, here we go.
No.
What?
We had participation trophies back then.
It's not participation, it's first place.
No. But we had. Like when I was in the Little League, everyone says it's participation trophy, but actually we had those too. It was cool to get a trophy, but if you were the best teams, you got different trophies. But everyone who, like, here's your trophy, so even in Little League back in the 80s, like, it was still, you still got participation. No.
You got a participation trophy and you thought it was great.
Our coach had a cooler Schlitz. We played on an infield that a Coke dealer was supposed to take care of, and he didn't do a good job.
Soft.
There was rocks and razor blades there.
Yeah.
We went into the hood for our baseball practice by Crockett Elementary.
Hmm.
There was nothing soft about Lamar Little League. Now,
How did we get to a personal story about you
Because participation trophy, like that phrase is out there, but that's, I get it now, but actually, like technically we did have trophies.
You let him
for Little
suck
League.
You into his nonsense?
No, it's... Oh, well,
it's
yeah.
his nonsense.
Well, you should have ignored him when he said participation trophy.
I did. I went on to talk about... You should have ignored him. I went on to talk about the Cougs.
I'm in here, though. I have to
No, you don't.
Deal with it.
Hmm. He doesn't
you're
do that
both,
to you.
You're both soft.
He doesn't do that to you.
You're both soft.
How am I soft?
I suck him in sometimes.
Let's share the trophy.
John, that it's not my rule. That's the Big 12's rule.
Let's everybody get a trophy.
Okay.
Giving Oklahoma State one, too?
No, because...
Are you going?
No one cares about Oklahoma State except you, and you don't count. The point is, the Cougs have a chance for an outright title, but I'm giving the facts. If they don't win, they're getting a trophy either way. But people... It's a big thing on Saturday.
The next time somebody calls, I want you to answer it live on air, because I'm almost, I'd say 75% it's Gilbert.
What, him hanging up?
Well, he keeps calling and hanging up trying to get somebody to answer his call. I could be wrong. We don't have an intern answering calls, but I keep hearing the phone ringing. And I'm thinking you could just answer and say, hey, what's up, Gilbert?
Okay.
Yeah, talk to Lance. That's what he'd say.
Yeah, that's what he wants
because
to do?
Because he thinks I have something for him, and I have nothing for
what,
him.
What are you supposed to have for him?
I don't know. Whatever he thinks that I owe him.
What if you do owe him?
Whatever I owe him for him being Gilbert.
Does Texas have to win? They're 8-9 right now. 8-9 in conference.
That's so bad. They should be so much better than that.
Texas
fans are not happy with Rodney Terry.
How much longer? And they got Oklahoma.
People are like, Rodney Terry just kind of fell into the job.
I was just seeing a conversation between them online the other day about Rodney Terry, and they're like, you know, I get why Rodney Terry got hired, but how long do we have to stick with Rodney Terry? That was their thought, is they don't think Rodney Terry, that this team is more talented than what their record would indicate. And maybe so. Maybe so. I don't know. I think Texas is definitely on the bubble right
now. Look at Oklahoma is 8-9. Texas is 8-9. They're playing at Texas. OU and Texas. Well, you want to talk about...
Well, the winner may make it.
The winner might make it.
Yeah, I haven't looked at all the bubble stuff, but in terms of what the strength of schedule and everything else, the last third. Last third's not great for Texas, but it may take a win like that to, every little win Texas can get, or Oklahoma, give them a better chance of becoming a, that would typically be like a 10 seed, typically in that neighborhood.
Fortunately for Texas, because of the strength of their conference, they do have a number of quad one wins, and their net rating is 28, which is really good. Now, they're 8-9 in conference, and sure, that mark of 20 wins may mean something to some people, but that net rating suggests, as long as they don't lose out, they're probably in. That's a net rating that suggests.
Yeah, they're not even on the bubble.
Yeah, they're in. They've got the five quad. So? Yeah, the net rating and the five quad one wins, and the fact that they played 13 quad one games suggests that schedule is going to prop them in, despite maybe not being an impressive overall record.
Yeah, Joe Lunardi doesn't even have them on the bubble. He's got last four in are Seton Hall, New Mexico, Virginia, and Wake Forest. Last four out, St. John's, Utah, Providence, and Iowa. Next four out, Colorado, Pittsburgh, Drake, and Memphis. Last four byes, Colorado State, Florida Atlantic, Villanova, and TCU. They're not even close to the
bubble. It's a much bigger game for Oklahoma. They got a 41 net rating, only 3-9 in quad one wins. They need to add another one and probably find a way to win a game in the
East. He's got Texas as an 8 and Oklahoma's a 10.
Oh, so they're clearly in too. They just can't fall apart, Oklahoma. Yeah, the Big 12 is propping up these teams, and they're going to get in.
Right, the 12 and 13 seeds are the ones that you got that are bubble-ish. He's got TCU as a 10 too.
Wow,
the Big 12 this year. This is an accomplishment for the Cougs, man.
Yeah,
because you want to talk about moving up in class. Now they have shown over the years that they are a show pony, right? They have been Sweet 16, Final Four, Elite Eight. This program has shown they are one of, they're not a blue blood, but they are one of the premier programs.
Themselves.
That's right, in the country because of Kelvin Sampson. But when you move up in class, it's different. And they moved up in class in conference because when you're playing East Carolina and then you got UCF or what, the ones that they had last year. Come on, it wasn't. You were like, okay, that's great. This schedule and going on the road and winning the games that they won on the road and dominating at home the way they have.
It's consistent challenges.
That's right.
And they're number one. They're number one. Now, it does help when you start the season higher, but at the same time, they've had three losses and they have not been, you're not taking back-to-back losses. The Cougs have been steady. They don't. It's the same thing as last year, just harder schedule and more challenging home and road opponents. But they still don't shoot well. They still rebound great. They still defend. It's the same Kelvin Sampson team you see every single year. Nothing's changed. Changes. He knows exactly what he's got year in and year out. And there's that level of consistency. I mean, we can talk about the things that we'd like to see them do so they could win a national championship. I still think it's going to be hard not being able to shoot the ball effectively, and losing their big is going to really hurt. But this is so awesome that he has brought this program back. Like, Pat Foster did a pretty good job with the Cougs in the early 90s. Guy Lewis was incredible, obviously, with the Cougars from 80 to about 86 in that neighborhood, 85 really. he was Guy Lewis was incredible. And then it was just really, Tom Penders did some things. He was okay. But what Kelvin Sampson has done, if you know anything about the history of Cougar basketball, this has been incredible for him to bring them back. You're right. They are the show pony.
Mm-hmm.
They're the team that no one wants to play because they're going to be all up in your face. It's a great home court again. And it's really, I think we take it for granted sometimes that because this is not a huge college basketball town, that we've got the number one team in the nation right here.
This is huge. Huge. The Aggies won yesterday, and yet Lunardi doesn't even have them on the bubble. He doesn't have them in. They beat Mississippi State, and Mississippi State is in as a 9 seed, according to Lunardi. The Aggies are out, still out, not even on the bubble or.
We'll see what happens if
next four
if they can shock the world a little bit and get to a championship game in the SEC. That'd be a lot.
Yeah,
that's a lot to ask, but I think they'd have to get there. I mean, maybe they have to win the whole thing. I don't know.
So Robin was here from Houston Powder Coaters yesterday, and she is
awesome. Did she bring French fries?
She didn't bring, no.
And you didn't say anything?
No, she doesn't have a restaurant. So she could have
stopped and brought
you
fries.
She could have brought some paint. That would have been great if she would have brought some paint with her. But I didn't need to touch anything up anyway. But she's just the best. I mean, and she said you're gonna talk to her or Jennifer when you call up there or when you email. She said whatever it is that you need, let her look at it. Send her pictures. If you can hear us, they'll pick up and deliver. It's something that they do. Not every one of them. They'll charge a lot of these other companies that are gonna powder coat. They will charge you for pickup and delivery. That's not the case here. They will come to you if you're a business and your metal fence, you want to replace the metal fence or do you want to powder coat it? They will go to you and do that. They are working on so many businesses, working with the local government here, just making our city look great. When you look at the Woodlands Waterway, you can see all the paint there. That's them. They did that. It's Houston Powder Coaters is the best. And you're going to find that as well. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. You need something powder coated? 281-676-3888 or HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Some things that we haven't gotten to. We talked about the Chiefs fans with the amputations. Dell, is there more to the story right now? Yesterday in News of the Weird, we were, you know, you're not a big fan. You're not a fan. You wouldn't do that for your teams. You wouldn't give up a toe.
Hell no.
No. Chiefs fans, better fans than you.
Good. So yeah. Be it. But so, I still have my body parts, and do they?
So that game that was so cold, there are amputations. Like, dozens of people had frostbite, and there are multiple amputations either scheduled or happened already.
I got to tell you, no sympathy for these people. You're warned. You were warned, pre-warned. It ain't like a earthquake where you don't know it's coming. You're fully aware of the deal. You know what cold means. You live in a place that gets cold. This is on you. If you lose a thumb, you deserve it.
It was that cold where you were amputating.
They deserve it. Everyone who lost a body part deserves it.
There's the sympathetic.
I said I'm not sympathetic.
You were forewarned.
The only people, if they lost a part of their body, that I would have sympathy for is the players, because they had to go out there no matter what. The other people, you could keep your ass home and you keep a thumb.
So there's really more than one person getting amputations.
Yes.
This is unbelievable.
Yes. No, multiple.
Like, how long
were
you out there?
Dozens of frostbite.
You think you're out there 5 hours?
I'm sure they showed up
the
pregame.
They were probably longer before the game, after the game.
Oh, no. I wouldn't be tailgating. I'd be in the car.
Oh, them idiots were.
Yes.
But, I mean, 30 minutes, you probably have to go in minimum 30 minutes, even if you don't. Minimum 30 minutes in that weather before the game starts. Minimum, I would say you're celebrating, woo, and then you're getting out to your car, which takes time. I mean, you're looking at a minimum of 4 to 4.5 hours outside in that weather.
Yeah.
That's enough to give you, I guess that is.
And guys were out there with no sleeves on and whatnot.
At least they're moving around.
Yeah, they're moving.
But the fans sitting there, you're asking for it and you got it.
And you may have had some diabetes in the stands, too. Well, I mean, it may have sped it up.
What, did you catch it? You picked it up there?
No, you were already sitting there with it.
Double-wide butterball.
No, you were already sitting there with it.
Well, Kansas City, I could see that.
Yeah, I mean,
you're
already sitting there with it.
Diabetes?
Like,
There's some diabetes going
around. Sitting around in the seats.
And it's really cold. You don't have good blood flow. Like, that's kind of, do we count that?
Yeah. You're at a health risk and you're going to go out there and.
No.
No chance. No. That's just why I have no sympathy.
Yeah.
Unless a child is mentioned and they went out there because their parents took them out there. An adult, well, you deserved
it. I'm leaving at halftime.
Did we see any OnlyFans videos from that game?
OnlyFans videos.
Yeah, you've seen some other football games where they do stuff at the game.
I don't think that
how
happened.
Is that possible?
Well, there was none of that going on. Like you said, the blood flow is terrible in that weather.
Unless you went to a local gas station before and had a pill or two. Yeah.
Even in that weather?
I don't know.
20 below?
Those things may be powerful.
I don't think they make those pills.
Yeah, I don't know.
So that's lower than a walk-in cooler. Like, we're 30 degrees lower than a walk-in cooler.
And this is why I have no sympathy.
Yeah. It's hard to have sympathy. But at the same time, like, you wouldn't think you're going to lose a body part.
I'm sure the news and...
Like, what do you wear for socks?
The news was probably telling people, dangerous conditions.
Yeah. What do you wear for shoes and socks?
Oh, no, absolutely, they knew.
Yeah, they knew.
What's the warmest... What do you do to warm your feet, John? What do you...
Oh, man, I'll tell you, I was two places, Chicago, Soldier Field and
Green Bay
and Lambeau. Oh, holy, I mean, cold, where you had to put something down to sit on, otherwise, and you had to have something in your boots, warmers in your boots, otherwise, and keep moving, otherwise you were going to have a problem. Yeah, it was that cold.
So we came this close to you losing a foot?
That was the fourth coldest game ever?
Maybe.
That was the fourth coldest game.
What if John got
I lost $100 in that. Yeah,
what if John got real drunk and then stayed out too long at a cold game because he couldn't tell his feet, and he came in here, and after all this talk about me with my injuries and my shoulder and all this, he comes in, four toes missing. He's just walking on a thumb toe.
Is that a fantasy you have for John to lose four toes?
I'd be curious to see if he could
have
sawed off.
I'd take the fifth one off so I could play golf. I mean, one toe would make you wobbly.
Like the guy who, what was his name, who basically Super Toe was named after from New Orleans, the kicker, Tom Dempsey.
Tom Dempsey.
Would you get one of those steel shoes?
Yeah.
I would, too. Like, I'd have it squared off. So I'd, you know, it'd be hard to walk with no toes, though. It'd be impossible, basically.
Yeah, and then we could change the name of the show to Stubby and the Kraut.
It's almost like you've been thinking about this.
No, I just
that came out so easy.
I think he's been thinking about calling you Kraut before, but I don't know about Stubby.
Stubby and the Kraut is the ultimate self-deprecation.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's not cool.
What would you call it if you were referring to your Italian side? What would you call the show?
Don't.
let's see. It'd be Johnny. It'd be the Dago and something.
Kraut?
Dago and the Kraut? I don't know. That doesn't.
I'll give you permission to say Kraut.
I did already. I didn't need your permission.
Well, I just let you know. For those who want to cancel John for saying Kraut, I gave him permission.
He didn't ask for permission, and he won't ask for forgiveness.
No, I didn't know.
Listen, for any Germans who are looking to cancel John, I'm giving
him permission.
He's
the Kraut. I didn't call you a Kraut.
I'll give you permission to say schnitzel. You can say my schnitzel. You can say schnitzel, please. You can use it however you want, but only for today. I don't know where that came from. That felt too natural.
Came from deep within you.
Taylor Schnitzel.
It's not a one. It's not even.
It's not one
those
German
aren't
word.
Real German words, but they sound. That sounds German. Like, it sounds like I'm saying real words.
How about the Guinea and the Schnitzel?
Yeah, it's long.
It's long. It's a
the
little long.
Guinea and the Schnitzel. We're seven.
You wouldn't say the.
Stubby and the Kraut.
It wouldn't be the. You say G and the Schnitzel.
John and Lance. Three.
G, just like John and Lance. G
the Guinea and the Schnitz.
Well, there it is.
Okay.
You want to be the Schnitz?
No. It doesn't sound. Yeah. Man, I'm the Schnitz. Oh, I like
whoa.
It.
Whoa.
See? Yeah,
I like that.
You are
the
Schnitz.
Man, I am
the you're
Schnitz.
The Schnitz today. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I'm glad we've turned this show into something that would have been
stop
around
talking all that schnitz.
In 1944.
See that? Woo! Thank you, Dell. I got a new word.
I watch a lot of World
my
War
my people. You can't use it.
I watch a lot of World War II stuff, and those are the things that those guys are getting cold. You might as well push this thing back to 1943. Yeah. And that's the name of the
we
show.
We had a lot of there was our people here in the country in the U.S. Americans have really created a lot of bad nicknames for people.
Yeah, we did.
I've noticed. There were some rough ones out there.
Yeah. Did you watch Band of Brothers? There's a lot of
yes, nicknames. This is what I'm thinking of when yeah, I hear those terms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I started Shogun.
You started Shogun? I got to start that.
One episode in.
No, I got to wait. I got to wait until my boys are gone. Me and my wife
I
watch
saw
it
my
on
first
this.
Decapitation.
Is it every week? No?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every what? Sunday?
The premiere was two episodes and then once every week.
Sundays?
I think it's Tuesday.
That's how they keep you hanging on.
Premieres, I think it's Tuesday night.
Nice. I'm waiting because I want to watch.
I think they've got three in.
It's three in,
right now. Yeah. I saw my first decapitation, which is good.
Did you see the guy being boiled alive?
I did see that. I did see
okay,
that
can
as
we
you.
Not
as
you
I've already told you this.
I did see the Japanese geisha girl who figured out real quick that he wasn't into it, but so she started messing with the other guy. Like, should I stop?
Okay,
and he goes, no,
okay,
keep going.
Right.
Well, I'm not giving away plot lines.
Yeah, you're giving away the show.
I'm not giving away plot lines.
Okay, most of us haven't watched it.
It's been out for 3 weeks now.
I'm only
get it
one
together.
Episode no. in.
Or yeah. 2 weeks.
I'm only
weeks
one
wait
episode
till
in.
I watch it, then I'll talk about it.
And The Regime.
No.
These are the two I'm going to watch. And Larry David, The Regime with Kate Winslet, and Shogun. It's pretty good so
far. She's
a
leader of a foreign country.
It's Middle Europe. It's a little different. She has issues with
like
this
humidity.
Guy has to walk around. This guy who's known as the Butcher, who apparently killed a bunch of people. He's a soldier, and he's like. It's hard, too hard to explain.
She has an okay. issue with moisture, so he has to check the humidity of every room.
Wherever he walks.
Yes, exactly.
And they say, and I will admit, they go, you need to check that. What's this for? He goes, for relative humidity. I want to say, 2 point. Like, I knew that it's not
oh,
relative
my
humidity.
God, this is that a great show
writing,
for you?
But
2 point?
Writing, yes, it's not relative humidity. It's 2 point. Like, it really bothered me that. You have all this, you know, Bosch, I thought, was one of the greatest shows at having whoever their technical advisors were. They were great. The murders were unbelievable. Like, everything about Bosch was really good in terms of the technicality. And I'm like, how do you do something where you have an issue with humidity and you're not talking about dew point and you're talking about relative humidity? Like, at least get it right. Talk to a meteorologist. They can tell you.
All right. Let's get this right.
Well, they're trying to do an entertaining show. So that's why they don't mention dew point, which
yeah.
should be a clue to you.
Which, yeah. You notice they don't mention it? And that's why people watch.
Nothing nude. I will warn you this.
That's
There's
why
no,
people watch.
Was there nudity in
not yet.
What
not yet.
Was there?
Breaking news?
Yeah. I've got to talk about Doc Lindo. Okay.
That's not
Doc,
a, that's
Doc
not breaking
Linville
news.
Has breaking news for you. What? Get here. All right. Listen, back in the 40s, they call you cue ball. We don't want to do that. Okay.
Jay, cue ball.
And other news. Yeah.
And other news. Yeah. There was a bank robbery on the south side at 26th and 8th, led by two cue balls. Should be easy to spot there.
So here's the deal. It don't be a cue ball. Hey, cue ball. Stop being a cue ball. What I need you to do is get hair, especially if you're younger, 20s, 30s, and you're starting to lose it. And it happens, okay? I was sitting behind a guy at the Rockets game. I was like,
your
you need to
call.
Your life
is still worth living at that age.
Yeah. What? You what?
You shouldn't quit on life at that
no,
age.
No, and you are quitting if you don't have any hair.
You still have a shot.
I mean, you still got a shot. Take that last shot, okay? Actually, it's not even the last shot. You're in your 20s and 30s and you're losing your hair. It's time to see Doc Linville. And Doc Linville, he might do PRP, which is a lot more affordable. Plus, it's a lot easier. And what it stimulates the growth in your hair. You might have a lot of hair under there that's just not growing. So Doc Linville is going to, and Kelly is actually going to do this, and she's wonderful. She's really great at this. I'm going to get my third procedure coming up next week, as a matter of fact. Here's the deal. If you need the neografting, that's an easy process as well. Much easier than any of the other processes out there. I did the other one. It hurt. It was awful. Neografting is the way to go. Plus, he's got a 3-day anesthetic. It's going to be perfect for you. What you need to do, if you're losing your hair, stop. You don't have to. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780. What do you want to talk about? Because it's pretty much a holiday show. I mean, the Guinea and the Schnitz are ready to get away for the weekend. Watch the Cougs. Watch tonight, Rockets in Portland. Tomorrow, the Cougs in Kansas. Sunday, the Rockets are at it again. Who they got on Sunday? The Rockets play Sacramento on Sunday. So we've got a full weekend of basketball. Now we're getting close to with tournament time now, too. And the Big 12 tournament is going to be a beast. It is going to be a beast.
Up in Dallas, right?
Yeah.
Be good to go. I used to go to Southwest Conference tournaments. That'd actually be fun to go to the tournament.
That would be totally. No, the second round is in Dallas. Where's the Big 12 tournament? I don't know that that's in Dallas. The second round of the NCAA South is in Dallas. So the tournament is usually up in
Kansas. That's right. It's in Missouri. Yeah.
Missouri.
That's right. It's Missouri. Yep. Tournament is going to be up in Missouri. Games start Tuesday, March 12th. That would be fun, though. It'd be fun to go see some of those games. You've been there when you've seen stat games. Like, have you been to a tournament where you have the stat games or you wait for the second game, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
You just kind of make a whole day of it.
Yeah, absolutely. No. You buy a ticket and you get – absolutely. That's that's the best because you get bonus games. You get, more beer. It's awesome. I mean, as long as they don't cut off beer sales, I'm good. I'm good with all that. Did you see this guy, Amit Patel? The Jaguars guy who stole $22 million from the team?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know. I'm familiar with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he put it into – he was doing some stuff with gambling with it, too.
Well, here's what he did with it. He got his records. 47,000 on Tiger Woods' 1996 putter, the year he won his third straight U.S. amateur. He bought that 47,000. More than 278,000 for hotels, rental properties, and travel. 79,000 for private jets. Okay. If I got $22 million, I guess this is how I'd spend my money, too.
Well, I don't know if I'd buy it. But you don't actually have that.
Yes, you do, because you stole it.
What? Yeah, but he put a lot of it in. It wasn't DraftKings. I think it was FanDuel.
It's coming up.
And FanDuel is like, hey, can we – I don't know if he won it or FanDuel is basically asking – No. They were asking FanDuel if they could get their money back. The Jaguars like, hey, can we get our money back? And FanDuel's like,
not really.
I can't do that. Sorry.
He spent $77,000 at the private Ponte Vedra Beach Club Inn and Club, including $25,000 initiation fee and $5,500 for spa treatments. You better get good. That's like, you better get Deshaun spa treatments for $5,000, right?
Ooh, that's illegal.
Somebody
who stole that much money would not do something that illegal, John.
$140,000 on eBay, including a purchase for Trevor Lawrence jersey.
No, it's not possible that a guy who worked for the Jaguars purchased a Trevor Lawrence jersey. That's
Why
not possible.
You just ask Trevor Lawrence for a jersey?
Yeah.
What the? How stupid are you?
This is somebody who hates money.
And how about this? He spent $9,500 with the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Jaguars Pro Shop, the Stadium Club, and the stadium.
Give him back.
So actually, you take that off, don't you? Because he spent.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's not that bad.
Listen, how bad an organization are you if you don't even realize that $22 million is gone?
I don't know. Something tells me, yeah.
It's not the worst embezzlement ever, but it's pretty good.
Oh, no. It's hard not to see $22 million for an NFL team where they do keep up with their money. I mean, it's not like you can hide it. It's not like the trick from Office Space where the guy created a system where it just rounded up pennies nonstop all the time.
I was thinking about that the other day.
Yeah.
How would you like to have all of the just round up pennies?
You've seen that
in the world.
You've seen that at different stores, right? You see where would you like to round up? A lot of times I round up. You're given to, kids with eyelid issues, kids with different types of spinal issues.
That's bad.
Mothers who need help. And I'm just like, I'll help. But what I want to do is say, do you have a tax receipt for this? I just rounded up to 17 cents.
So you
I'm going to turn it into my CPA. I've got several write-offs for you here. Receipts where I rounded up. I rounded up a Snickers
17
bar.
17 here, 34 cents here.
Yeah.
92 cents here.
Yeah.
Look at rounding up.
Yeah.
And right? It pays.
It adds up when you're as generous as I am.
Let's get Pena in here. Wants to talk about the NFL draft. Hey, Pena.
Yo, what up, my schnitzels?
What up?
Lance, I wanted to ask you about the draft. So everybody's talking about we got to get Saquon. We got to get Josh Jacobs. We got to get a big name running back. But if we don't get one, who are some running backs that will fall in the second, third, fourth round? Who are some nice ones that we can pick up? I like Brooks out of Texas, but he injured himself last year, so I don't know about that. But who are some? Thank y'all. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, hold on. Somebody sent me a
what is that
severed toe?
Is that Jason?
Yes.
Again?
Hold on,
Jason. Stop sending that. Jason.
Somebody literally just.
I like pretty feet.
No, that's not what this is. How do I delete this?
Oh, God.
He's about to get blocked.
Jason, don't do that anymore.
Oh, my God. Couldn't even concentrate. Jonathan Brooks, Texas, is my favorite running back. I think he could go in a second. He has a torn ACL, but, you know, he should make
it
back
from
that. It's just the question's going to be, are you really going to get anything in the first year? Is he going to be too passive because he's getting used to, you know, cutting it loose again? Jalen Wright, Tennessee, second rounder probably. Trey Benson, Florida State, second or third rounder. He's 220-some-odd pounds. Doesn't run as physical as he probably needs to, but he's talented. And then the fourth one for me is Marshawn Lloyd from USC, probably a third rounder. Tyrone Tracy, who is a guy that I've been high on for a while, that people are starting to come around on. His testing's really good, too. Former wide receiver who's turned into a running back. He's probably fourth round, so you can get some good. There's some other backs, too, that are fine. I'm not as high on Braylon Allen, who from Wisconsin. Isaac Garendo, who came from Wisconsin. He's at Louisville. I mean, there's plenty of guys you can find in rounds 3 through 5.
Yeah.
That are fine. They're guys who are. Blake Corum's okay.
Blake Corum. Is Donovan Edwards coming back?
Mm-mm.
He's still there. He's still at Michigan.
Okay. Yeah, he'll go higher than Blake Corum.
Really?
Yeah. Donovan Edwards, I think, is going to be better than Blake Corum. Well, he'll be drafted higher.
Boy, he sure was good in that national championship.
I'm curious to see how Jim Harbaugh is able to, because he's going to be tempted to draft a bunch of Michigan Wolverines. But keep in mind, these guys also draft guys they recruited because they know those guys too.
Yeah.
That's one of the sneaky little things is when my dad was with Butch Davis in Cleveland, Butch's whole draft board was, you know, they were going to draft Richard Seymour, and they changed their mind the morning of the draft so they could draft Gerard Warren. And you know why? Richard Seymour went on to be a pro bowler, an all pro. Gerard Warren was a bust. You know why? Because they recruited him to Miami.
Hmm.
We had him in a camp. And so they drafted Big Money. Big Money Gerard Warren. That's his nickname he gave himself, Big Money. Hmm. That was your first sign that there were issues.
Bad. NFL memes put out, still can't believe he's gone. And it's a montage of Lincoln Riley pictures. Do you think that the Biden people go, Prez, hey, it's not Lincoln Riley, it's Lakin Riley. Do you think they just go pat him on the back? Nice job. Good job, Prez.
Is he, I don't know about what they do, but is that the most famous person who could ever say you're dead when you're not dead? Like in that setting, the State of the Union, the president says you're dead. Is there any other chance or situation where there's a bigger
Taylor
spotlight
Swift.
On that particular setting? And someone
no, because even
dead.
Taylor Swift would not have, even at her biggest concert, you're not seeing it. Oh, okay.
Well, suppose,
if she was in the Eras Tour movie when they were filming her thing,
think they would
and
that.
she said that Marquez Valdez-Scantling was dead.
Dead to her, that, probably.
Yeah. That would be
after
like
dropping a pass.
Well, no. What if somebody died and it was Taylor Smith? President Biden would go Taylor Swift. He would say Taylor Swift instead of Taylor Smith.
Yeah, he would get.
Well,
that
that's
right.
Not the question. We know he has flubs. The question is, in that situation with that level of attention, is there anything bigger than someone
biggest.
Saying you're dead?
But that's the biggest because social media will immediately.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If you didn't watch it, you'll immediately know about it. There's a lot of people who didn't watch Katie Britt. With her response, the Republican response to the to the State of the Union address, and it's world famous now. Like, it's internationally famous. There's 0% chance that she is not going to get on, like, the next Sharknado or one of those movies.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to ask her to be, like, she would almost, she'd be on Scream 6 or something.
Yeah.
That was one of some of the worst community theater acting I've ever seen.
I don't know.
It's so, you've got to watch, you haven't even gotten to the greatest hits.
No.
The greatest hits are incredible.
It was bad enough. I mean, she's
you started cringing.
Up, oh, it's cringeworthy.
You don't like that kind of cringe. Somehow you watch Larry David.
She's the first skit on Saturday Night Live. There's no question. No question. All right. This morning I did the Homestead, okay? Listen, Free Reign Coffee is it's a difference maker. I'm telling you. For years I did the big brand that's got all the stores all over the place. That coffee is so bitter. It just is. I don't know. I just don't think it's a very good coffee. But you know what? It's convenient and everything else, and so it's really popular. You want really full flavor coffee? Free Reign Coffee is the way to go. Just go to the website, 975coffee.com. Put in promo code ESPN20 and get 20% off. You can get the beans. You can get it ground. You can get the pods. We got the pods. I love the Texas pecan. The Homestead was really good. We got American Dirt, which is their most famous one. The Mesteno, they've got – it is really, really, really good. The owners of this, the people who I talk to, love this coffee, love what it represents. America, Texas, full body, representing your country. All of these things – that they love about this brand. It's more, they really do. They really, this is more than just coffee. Okay, so if you're loving to, a great way to start your day, and you're not, but if you don't love your coffee every morning, go to 975, well, it's 975coffee.com and put in promo code ESPN20. I'm telling you, you're going to love this coffee. 975coffee.com, ESPN20 is the code.
ESPN 97.5.
I never stay in one place too long. The dirt road singing me a siren song. I gotta find a field.
You're listening to John and Lance and some great music presented by RC Ranch,
the official beef jerky of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
This is Lainey Wilson. She in town tonight. John, is that where you're going tonight or tomorrow? Tomorrow? So you got a full day. You're going to watch the Cougs?
I don't know if I'm going to Laney. I don't think we're going to Laney now. Cougs are at 3, and rodeo's in the afternoon now.
But when's the performance? That's a nighttime thing, right?
No, it doesn't start. It'll be over by 7 or so.
Really?
Yeah. The whole thing is that in the afternoon. I think it starts at 2:45. So I can't do that. I got to watch Cougs. Huh?
I'm looking at Laney Wilson right now. This is from a year ago, the video. And so this is at the time where... As John would say.
Laney Wilson tomorrow, 2:45.
Oh, wow. That's...
Can't do it.
The headliner starts at 2:45?
No. The rodeo starts at 2:45, but she'll come on about 4:30, 5 o'clock. Yeah.
What's Lance doing?
I don't know what he's doing.
They put Eyes of an Angel by Katie McLaughlin and these dogs and cats underneath her speech.
Underneath
They put the song and she's talking.
Sarah McLaughlin, by the way.
I mean, yeah, I said Katie. Yeah, Katie Britt. Yeah, Sarah McLaughlin. We all know that as soon as you hear that music, there's a dog with three legs, there's a cat with no eye. You know what's coming.
Yeah. There's some good stuff coming up. Laney Wilson tomorrow. Whiskey Myers.
When's my man Bun going to perform?
Bun B Tuesday.
Bun's Tuesday, okay.
Zach Brown is Thursday.
I'm going to.
Jonas Brothers is a huge one Friday. Brad Paisley and Eric Church finish it up.
I'm going to go do the sweet thing on Tuesday. I'm going to do your life.
What are you doing?
At Buns. I'm going to.
You're going to Buns?
I'm
going to
go live your life.
Are you going to the backstage?
I got the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm performing.
You're not performing?
Yeah. If he calls me up, I will.
He's not going to call you up.
But if he does.
Wait.
I'm not saying
I am.
You're
performing if he calls you up. Okay. Okay.
I'm not saying
that's
not
the qualifier.
Well, yeah, I'm not scheduled.
What are
but
the odds that he calls you up?
I think slim.
Lower, lowish, yeah. Lowish.
Yeah. None. Not well,
today's
swimming
one of the odds Friday, right?
It always
sports.
Throw shade Thursday, all those things. It's none. The odds are not slim to none. They're just none.
Zero.
If
zero.
It happens, it happens.
Yeah, there's zero. No, zero.
Rodeo is going to be in full effect. So, you mentioned earlier Christian Javier had a good game. 6 strikeouts to 1 walk. It's spring, so what we typically do is if a guy pitches poorly, he's just working on some things. He's not even trying. It's just spring baseball. And then if he has 6 strikeouts to 1 walk, you say, it looks like he's back. Christian Javier's back. That's where I am on this.
Yeah.
I want any good positive sign because he ended the year positively in the playoffs with the exception of that last stinker that would have moved you on to the World Series. But he was terrible then. However, there were signs, and hopefully the pitching coach has got whatever it is worked out because his stuff was not swing and miss. And then he got to the postseason, and all of a sudden some strikeouts started coming up. But it was a drastic reduction in swing and miss and a drastic reduction in strikeouts per nine.
Yeah.
Drastic reduction. So something was going on. He claimed it wasn't physical. I mean, the pitching coaches should have found whatever it was from an arm slot angle or whatever. I mean, I'm a big believer that it's up to them to find out why Christian Javier wasn't getting it done. But they never had him, they never benched him for any, you know, medical issues. They never said, we're going to give his arm some rest. They just rolled him out there, and eventually he was better again. So pitching coaches Miller and Murphy are going to have to get this worked out because this is just too big a deal. And Hunter Brown, too. We had already locked in on Hunter Brown being the next poor man's Justin Verlander. We can't have him not be a factor for 2 years in a row. I don't deserve that. So he's going to have to pitch better. That's what I do deserve, is a good pitcher. So let's see what happens with Hunter Brown. The Christian Javier thing, you know, he's already gotten paid. You need him to pitch because he's getting paid. The Hunter Brown thing, like, we've got such high hopes for him.
Yeah.
That Hunter Brown last year.
Was not.
That wasn't it. And is there a chance Hunter Brown becomes just a full-time
Javier bullpen? Wasn't it. The Hunter Brown wasn't it.
Well, I mean,
it.
Is Hunter Brown potentially a full-time bullpen guy?
Montero wasn't it. I mean, there was a lot of guys that didn't live up to it.
Yeah, it's shocking they got as far as they did, honestly.
Kyle Tucker postseason wasn't it. There were a lot of not its last year. And they were in Game 7 of the ALCS. A lot of not its. Which is why this is the club. This might be the best club. This might be the best of them all. We'll see. I really like. You see, listen. You know how Bregman's going to start great? Yeah, he's hitting 067 so far.
Wait. Who said he was going to start great though?
He did. Well,
he put on all that
hard. This
he put on all that muscle.
I yeah. know he was working hard, but it doesn't exist. Alex Bregman playing well early is it not. It's not a thing. It doesn't exist.
Do you know who? You know what's still a thing?
Jake
Mauricio Dubon, 1300 OPS still.
Well, let's stop doing these OPS small sample size things.
Well, no, but it's at least there's more of a sample size now. He had another 2 hits yesterday.
I think Mauricio Dubon's a legitimate.
I think Mauricio Dubon is a legitimate starter as opposed to Alex Diaz. What's Alexis Diaz? Alexis, he's not Alexis Diaz.
Neither is Aledmus. Guy Lash. Diaz. It's Aledmus. Alexis Diaz.
She's on the women's national team.
That feels like she appeared on a
Aledmus Diaz.
Why, just because he came in here and
he could play multiple positions, is he immediately Aledmus Diaz? Dude can hit. When he proved it every day when Altuve was out.
Well,
put him in center field, put Chaz in left, Yordan DH, and let him play.
Being disrespectful to hot-hitting Jake Myers.
Beat it. Listen, I don't want Lance's dad to have an agita all season long, okay? Every time Jake's at the plate.
It just irritates him so bad.
It does. You want your dad to have to take Tums every day?
When he calls, it's probably going to be about Jake. it's probably 50% of the time he calls during the baseball season, it's about Jake Myers.
At least it's about Jake Myers.
What has happened to Christian Javier? He'll say that, too. Well, I tell you what, this Hunter Brown is not... Boy, what has happened to Hunter Brown? I got that a lot last year. He watches Astros all the time.
At least it's about Jake Myers. I'm now getting texts in the middle of my show about my pacing from my mother. She's like, well, you're Mike. She's now talking to me about Mike presence.
No, she's not.
Yes, she did. At the end of the show yesterday, she goes, you and Sean are a little fast You guys, just slow down.
Well,
work
you know
your
what?
Bike
That's
technique.
Funny because I was driving with my boys and we were listening. And one of my buddies goes, he talks too fast.
Who, about Dell?
Dell.
My mom did
His mom, her, your mom is right. She should
I wasn't going to say it.
She should work for Barrett Sports Media doing consultations.
You know what? Maybe your mom and my buddy are onto something.
And it wasn't just me, though. Sean caught it, too.
Sean caught it, too?
Yeah.
What's Sean's issue?
We both talk too fast.
I don't know that Sean talks too fast.
Well, does your mom listen to us?
That
she
headband
like our
is
pacing?
A little tight maybe yesterday.
Does she like our pacing?
She doesn't understand the humor on this show.
She.
Well, we're not for everyone.
Look at John.
We're not for everyone, honestly.
I wish we were for your mom.
Yeah. Watch your tone.
Yeah. No, we wish she
just watch.
We wish
no,
she liked
we
the
wish she
watch
enjoyed the show.
I think she probably likes my
All
comedy
I
more
said
than yours.
Was we wish it's she not, enjoyed.
No, watch your tone, John.
I said
she likes my comedy more than yours for sure.
No,
what are you talking about?
But I would say
she doesn't understand us talking the way we do about each other, and then just being fine afterwards. She imagines she. I believe
she's a woman, and women don't do those things.
I believe she thinks
no. They'd be
women
hurt.
Don't break ovaries.
They get butt hurt.
Yeah, they're like out forever.
Yeah.
Women can cut off a friend, lifelong friend. I hate to say it, but my wife did it. My wife had a friend when I met her, and then she didn't, and that was that. Never talked about her again. Never saw her again. Never heard about her again.
Did she say one
it took
thing?
One back? Tersely worded email to my wife about something, and that was like
that was it. Done.
Yeah, oddly enough, when I joke about you...
She who will not be mentioned any longer.
She doesn't get when I joke about how you dying and me liking it. She doesn't get that how that might be funny and why you laugh.
We don't take it seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, I mean, your mom is right. She does point out the lack of humanity for her son. It's got to scare that she knows she's got Black Dexter in there.
I'm not,
sitting behind the glass.
Don't you ain't got to call me Black Dexter. Why are you calling me Black Dexter?
Well, people call me.
Is that what you
chocolate?
See me
as?
Why not just
White
Dexter?
Chocolate?
Yeah, why
White
do I
boy
have to
Rick?
Be Black
why
Dexter? Be... Is that the new Showtime show?
White Boy Rick? White Dexter?
Yeah, no, okay. But the White Boy Rick, I think, is fine. But through the course of history, labeling someone the Black something always gets people in trouble.
Black Panther?
You know what never fails? My bookie.
MyBookie.ag.
Promo code BET975. That's what never fails, people. Look, you're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid. It's MyBookie. Listen, you put in, no matter what you put in, okay, your initial deposit, play what you can afford. I know people that are playing like 25 cents, 50 cents a game. That's fine. Play what you want to have a little something on it that you can enjoy the game more. It's fine. They don't care. Play what you can afford. But put it in mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. You got to put in a promo code so that you get a bonus. No matter what you deposit, you're going to get a bonus. Even if you're a member right now and have been using MyBookie and you want to reload, they will give you a bonus as well, as long as you put in the promo code BET975. It's the only place to play, win, and get paid. I love it. You'll love it. But live dealers if you're playing in the casino, but anything that you want to bet anytime, anywhere, it's a fantastic site. Easy to navigate. You'll love it. You're looking for a place to play, win, and get paid. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5.